podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
I feel like you gotta turn one of them things off.
I muted that mic.
Why didn't I hear it, Scotty?
Turn you on.
You don't know how to turn nothing on, you fucking flabbit.
I know how to turn the microwave on.
Do you?
Yeah, get some good treats. You know it's better than a good treat. The fucking Basement Bar, beers and babble, everybody. Ooh, I'll come on back. Wait, what?
His mic is cold.
Cold? Oh, yeah.
Because he hasn't started speaking in it.
Fucking thing's starting to shrink.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's burning up. I was like, fuck, don't short that out. That's the expensive new mic.
Oh, see? Nice crack.
It sounded so good.
That did.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have a beer, because what am I on?
The Basement Bar, beers and babble. Welcome back. Scott had to be responsible, and he had to go take care of some stuff. So we've got Roger, Spencer, and Tubby. We got back in the lat. Fuck. Yeah.
What the hell?
Back in the saddle again. There
we
it is.
We need more beer.
More beers.
No, it's kind of funny. This.
I'd have a beer.
I was going to pick up the beer of the weeks today, and I get on in the old fucking, you know.
The old fuck.
Ideal. Yeah. And I was walking back. I was picking out these old, you know, beer
yeah?
of the weeks.
Old what?
Oh. Now you're making fun
old,
of me.
The old ideals.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. But I was back there. I was back there picking up some fucking beers, and I'm like, ah shit, ah fuck, blah 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 blah. So the lady goes, "Can I help you?" I said, "Not a bit." So
you're so mean to her.
No, I'm not. I went back in the beer cave, so she heard the door shut, and I come out, and she's like, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, "Oh, I got it." Grabbed two beers, came up, and she's like, "Oh my god." She's like, "These are great." And I told her about the podcast. She's like, oh,
"That's you guys?"
To that. Yeah.
Oh, does she? Wait, which one was it?
It was it wasn't the old one.
Tall?
Yeah.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah,
she's
so
much
person.
Fun.
So she's like, "Of course I got to check ID." And I was like, "Oh, of course." She looks at it. She gives it right back. You know, blah, 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 blah. We go through a payment. She's like, "Have fun tonight. Shout us out." And I was like,
yeah,
"Always do."
Always
and I left.
Do.
And speaking of another shout out, we got Chris Cobley listening. So we love you. Thank you for listening. We're very happy, and we got a few more shout-outs, right?
Yeah, Cobblestones.
The Cobblestones, the little court on the Cobblies.
Yeah, shout-out to Brussels, San Jose, and Dominican Republic.
Woo-woo.
Thanks for listening to all the shows, sticking with us.
Yep.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, you're putting us on your back, really.
Yeah, on the map. Heck yeah.
Speaking of...
Has your back hurt yet?
Yeah, no
from
shit.
From carrying this fucking team?
Yeah, we all...
we appreciate it, yeah, I know.
Yeah. What you guys been watching this week? Because I'll tell you what I've been doing. Really
what you been watching?
Outer Banks. I've been going back through it.
Oh,
I do like that show. I really do.
Is it good?
Outer Banks. You would love it, Raj. You would.
We're looking for another series to watch.
Oh, he's not a 14-year-old girl. He's not going to like it. That's me making
Shut
fun of you.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Wow.
Outer Banks fantastic, okay?
I love a treasure hunt.
Right. We just finished the Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good show.
It took him so long to get on there. He was like, "I'm so excited about
watching." He watched it Wednesday to Wednesday.
They watched it all in like 3 days.
There you go.
But waiting for the next season. Damn it.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's been a while. I've been waiting for like almost a year.
But no, I've been kind of like watching everything in the last couple of days because I got my new glasses. I can finally see
yeah!
shit.
Yeah.
So you're like, gotta watch that again. Gotta watch that again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been watching, like, birds flying over because normally I think it's just my, like, floaters in my eyes. Uh-huh. But now I can actually see birds. So
got
they're
any
not
bald,
just floaters.
Got any bald eagles in the backyard?
Just me.
Atta boy. Atta fucking boy. I love
just me walking
that.
Around spreading freedom.
That's right.
Love it. I've been watching a lot of, Tiffany and I have been watching a lot of Bar Rescue.
Oh, my God. I can't stand that guy.
Oh,
I love him, but I can't.
So much.
Oh, he's awesome.
John Tapper, yeah.
He's awesome.
He's just so weird, man.
You're weird.
He knows how to run a business.
Yeah.
Knows how to run a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I feel like it's
bar,
scripted.
Well, like, I'm sure a lot of it is.
Yeah,
cockroaches in your shaker. Like, I don't know. I just don't like them. Yeah. What do you doing?
I don't know. A few bars I've seen, I totally believe that these assholes are not doing what they're, you know. Yeah.
Get after it, the shot. Anyway.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I love the shot.
No, that shot, yeah, shot and shot's not bad.
Yeah,
at all.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing around. It's because we got two bars in Essexville, and both are great, but both you can make fun of very easily. B-dubs.
There's more than two.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
In Essexville?
Yeah. Essexville.
What oh, do you no, got? I guess
no, that's yeah. Hampton. See, I know my bars.
Well, this is in Hampton, too, isn't it? Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
You got CRB. Yeah, that's in Hampton.
I know this whole time we've been doing it wrong. Rogers That'll Pub be, in Essexville. Rogers
well, before
Pub in
Hampton. Before we moved, there was another bar in Essexville.
That's true. Yeah. It was the 1900 Woodside Shop.
Yeah. But now I guess we're Hampton.
Yeah.
But it's still Essexville.
Out in the boom.
Still an Essexville mailing address.
Yeah.
It is. But you guys don't get picked up, like the trash doesn't get picked up by Essexville people. You got that Republic.
I don't know where the guy lives.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've been watching that.
Anyway.
Kaiju number 8 just started.
Oh, nice.
What?
Little anime?
New anime, Kaiju number 8. And then one of the other guys
told
me to start.
Young kids and anime shit.
Yeah, started, told
just
me to watch Hell's Paradise.
Hentai, okay.
Yeah, there's no tentacles going into stuff, so.
Yeah.
But Tiffany, any of the sub shows I watch, Tiffany's like, why are you watching your fucking cartoon porn? I'm like, they're just speaking Japanese. It's not, there's nothing porn about this. All I hear is, I'm like, that's just how they sound.
They're all Japanese.
Tiffany's an OG for that one.
Yeah.
Why are you watching your fucking cartoon porn again?
Cartoon porn.
I'm like, it's not.
That's what anime is.
Fucking, yeah. It's like Dragon Ball Z, man. What are you talking about? Like,
dragging your balls? What?
Yeah.
Oh, don't disrespect Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
B-dubs, do you guys like it?
Love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's the main go-to?
I'm sorry, I eat chicken nuggets. I like the boneless wings.
You do eat chicken nuggets. That is a chicken nugget.
I know it is.
Yep.
But, you know, it's...
What's the sauce?
I'm old, man. What's I don't want to break my teeth on any bones.
Well, don't bite too hard. What's the sauce?
That's what she said.
I got my ass. Yeah. Good one. Good one.
I don't know. I try different ones. Normally just a mild or a medium.
That's it?
Boring.
Yeah. Well, I'm boring, too.
Yeah, you know, I burn the shit out of my tongue at Hooters when they're with the 911 wings. So.
Yeah.
So I don't go with the real hot stuff there anymore.
Nah, I gotcha. Yeah.
But I was told once, this goes back a few years, but I was told once not to eat the wings there.
Why?
I don't know. It was some drunk guy that was puking outside in a wheelchair. And everybody everybody that came there, he's like, don't eat the wings.
On Ryan's birthday when he got hammered.
That was your brother.
I remember that night. That was so much fucking
fun. He got
fun.
So drunk. And
Tiffany got hammered that night, too. I think that's the drunkest I've ever seen her.
But, yeah, the people were parking and walking in, and he's out there puking, don't eat the wings.
Had to take away their business that night.
Yeah. Oh, it was, fun. It was funny as hell.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Well, I obviously go for a burger. at the fucking chicken joint.
You don't eat the chicken nuggets? They're probably not chicken.
I get the sometimes I'll get the cauliflower wings with parm garlic.
Are those good?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're good hot. The second they start to cool down, they're trash. So you got to eat them really fast. But the parmesan garlic and the Asian zing are what I like.
Yeah, Asian zing. Yeah. I like me some traditional cuz I'm a man.
Fuck you.
I like traditional wings with lemon pepper dry rub.
Oh. Oh, the dry rub?
Oh, the dry rub. You know,
never had
lemon. Oh, it's fucking delicious.
I don't really care for lemon stuff, though.
Yeah,
so
but you
don't
really care for chicken because you're a pussy.
I guess if that's what you want to call the death-defying fucking...
Sorry, when I get rubbed, I prefer it's oily, not dry.
No, B-Dubs does... They do something crazy with their... Like, it's... It depends on who's cooking, but they can either drench their wings, like literally drown them, or they can... Do that dry rub.
There you go.
The dry rub's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had it once.
$5.
Shut that fucking mouth. Shut that mouth. Because I know.
I got to shout my dad out, though, for B-Dubs. One of the few times we went there together, he got, and he never used to eat hot stuff. I've never seen him eat hot anything, but he got an order of the Blazin' Wings.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like top tier shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he just, he takes it and he dips it in some ranch and he eats them. And ate all of them. Was fine.
Boneless?
Yeah.
God damn it.
But not, no, like, no reaction to anything. He's like, oh, those are pretty good.
A ranch killed
I was like,
it.
What the fuck?
Ranch killed the hotness.
You know, ranch can do a lot, but it ain't doing that.
Yeah, not
there
to blaze
no
it. I've had the sauce. Crazy. I've, like, just, like, dipped my finger into it, and it was a terrible time. Yeah.
Don't you know that one of the ingredients is chicken?
In the blazing sauce?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, what? It's a sauce.
Well, you said it almost killed you. I was just making.
Oh, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, thank you. No, B-Dubs is good.
It almost drowned him because his ass was sucking up so much water out of the toilet, he almost drowned.
Yeah, yeah, really, yeah.
For real. Do you guys remember when they had the fucking TVs above the urinals there?
Yeah.
That was cool.
They don't have that anymore?
They don't have it anymore, no.
No, you're like, that was the best.
It's a fucking hole in the wall.
So he must have pissed on it and shorted it out or what?
Well, no, they just... Yeah, they just kind of took them out, but it was ridiculous because you know how I have
too
that
many
problem.
People were standing in there.
Well, you know,
there's 8 seconds left. Yeah, I can't leave.
Right? No, no, and that's the thing is, you know how I am when it's always crunch time in like an MSU game or whatever, and
yeah.
I always have to take a piss, so I run to the pisser. Well, B-Dubs is like, all right, like there's 8 seconds left. I'm gonna go take a piss, and I'll catch you up after the game. You know?
Yeah.
And I'd be in there until the end of the game, but. Now with these damn basketball games, these college refs that call blow a whistle every 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Fucking the last 8
Foul.
Seconds.
You
yeah.
looked at him wrong.
Right. No shit. The fucking, yeah, end of college basketball games are like 17 and a half fucking hours long. It's stupid. But that's probably why they took them out. They were like, all right, it's not efficient anymore.
Yeah, but they didn't even do anything. They just left the fucking hole.
Yeah. They took the TV out and said, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that
yeah.
or maybe they got stolen.
No, they had
no,
the glass is still there. They have a glass looking into a wall.
Yeah, you can make into it into like an atrium or something.
What are you going to do? Put fish in there? Like a little
put a plant.
You put, like
put
a
plant
deco
in there
or some shit?
So you can just go piss on the plant.
Well,
yeah.
There's glass. What are you doing with it?
Behind it.
You stand far enough so you don't get the backsplash.
What are you doing? I'm watering the plants, man. Well, when you go to a B-Dubs, the number one thing you got to do is play pull tabs, right?
Number one thing I do is play trivia.
Number one, number one thing I do is order a fucking beer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, they got a nice golden tea there.
I missed the fucking tablet thing. They don't give you the tab. It's an app on your phone now.
Yeah. Oh, the
like,
trivia
oh,
thing?
Yeah, I want that fucking old school Mr. Speak and Spell fucking tablet thing.
Mr. Professor, where is it?
That's funny. No, trivia is fun. And then you feel like you're doing so well, and then there's one dude up there with like 18,000 points.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is he doing?
And he's not even there.
No,
he's
yeah.
in some B-Dubs in fucking
yeah.
Ohio or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, you're like, where the fuck is Craig? You know, where the fuck is he? Bring him over here.
There's three people in this bar, and it's me and two women. Where the fuck is Craig?
Right? He's standing in the bathroom watching the TV. With his tablet. He's like, they'll never find me.
I don't know. You ever like taking a shit in there? Maybe they moved the TV into the shitter.
I have taken a shit, and I was best thing about a shit would be a TV.
No,
I don't need it for a fucking piss. How am I going to watch 13 fucking seconds of Sue and Sally? I need 30 minutes.
Sue and Sally?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that
He's like, a judge show or like Sue
Mike
and
Molly?
Sally?
Yeah, maybe that was fuck off. I don't know. And just put it in the fucking shitter, you know, when you're shitting. You
right.
You know.
But then, you know, nobody would ever leave the shitter.
No, I wouldn't. I still don't.
Yeah.
I'm shitting.
Right.
Well, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Eddie put on this little subject, the differences of getting older. Get after that for a little bit.
Like fucking grass. I notice grass now. Like, literally, we're going, what was it, last summer, we were driving over by the mall, and you know those kind of townhouses that are set back once you passed ABC Warehouse,
oh, yeah.
like you're heading back home?
Yeah.
And I looked, and I was like, fuck, that's a beautiful lawn. I was like, do you see that grass over there? I was like, look how thick and green and luscious it is. Tiffany was like, God, you're fucking old. And I was like, you know, shit like that, or... Yeah. You notice people, I don't know, just like people talking at certain volumes or if you're on the phone in a fucking line or something like that. Like there's just shit that I used to do when I was younger that I didn't think twice about or driving really fast or like people zigging zagging in and out and shit. Yeah. And then I'm just like, God, slow the fuck down or like knock it off and get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm turning into the get off my lawn guy.
Well, yeah, well, I love mowing the grass. I really do. Yeah, ever since I got me a house, I love mowing the lawn. But one thing I do find is when I was younger, I was always on my phone. You couldn't get out of my face.
Yeah.
Now I'm like never on my phone. Even when I go home, I put it in my office. I forget about it. I fall asleep. I wake up, go to work. I grab it because I need it for work. Other than that, I can live without a phone. And the one thing I do is when I'm on the fucking road and I see somebody on their phone, even at a stoplight, I'll roll down my window and start chirping at them. Like, I'm like, pay the fuck attention, because if you wreck my car, it dunyan rings for you. Like, I'm pissed. Yeah. And I just feel like such an old man doing that. Like, when they're pulling up, I'm looking in my rearview mirror. I will not stop looking at them if they're looking at their phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, you better not hit me. You better not hit me, because I swear to God, I have all this, like, fucking...
It's pent up rage.
Yeah,
unleash on an unsuspecting driver.
Right. Like, it's just like, if you're on your phone, get the fuck off your phone. You're driving.
Well, I went to the doctor the other day, and in the fucking waiting room, everybody's staring at their phone.
Yeah.
And I just watched everybody.
Yeah.
I was just watching them.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, kind of creepy, but fun at the same time.
Yeah, but if they look at you, you just keep on glaring at them.
Yeah.
And then they go, can I help you? And I go, no, look at your phone, you fuck. And oh, fuck you. What's important? Go on your book face. You know?
Just wondering if you saw a picture of me. That's why I'm staring at you.
Yeah, shit, right? Take a picture, it lasts longer. You know, well, fuck you.
And see, if anybody ever says that to me again, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you're right. And literally go to take a picture. I want to see what the fuck happens. What they're like. I'm waiting for somebody to be like, take a picture, it'll last longer. Oh, all right. Yeah. So we didn't used to have that back when people said that when you were a kid. You didn't have a fucking phone cut camera in your pocket.
Yeah, now you do, yeah.
You just have to tell the kids that every time they'd go in the refrigerator and stand there with the refrigerator open for 5 minutes and then close it and walk away. It's like, what the fuck? Take a picture. It'll last longer.
Fuck, I do that now, man. I go in there and look, and you're like, I want everything and nothing at the same time. It takes so much effort, and I'm just like, I guess I'm not eating dinner tonight.
Yeah, I'm hungry, but I don't want to take the time to make it.
Yeah.
Well, at least you guys have something. I open my fridge, and I see a fucking tub of butter and a sparkling water. What am I fucking doing?
Are you
with
a
that?
Single college guy? Just condiments?
No.
Condiments and beer. That's all in your fridge.
No, we're just broke. That's what that is. But I spoke about it before, and I'll speak about it again. That Domino's $20 deal is the fucking tits. Two medium pizzas, some bread bites, some Cinnabites. Oh, my God. And a 2 liter of pop, $20? Fuck, you go to buy that at a store, that's like $45.98.
That's a very specific number. Or if you go to Walmart, it'd be $45.88.
Everything's
$88. That's not a bad. And I don't want to open a store and make everything $77 just to fuck them. This is for you, Walmart.
We used to have meetings when I worked at Meijer. We used to have meetings about how, like, we need to defeat Walmart.
Yeah.
You know that?
Nice.
They were like, yeah, Walmart's down the road. Fuck them. We're like, we're all just like, it was just like, yeah. But we're Meijer.
Yeah. Mirai.
It's like all the inner Fred came in us. We're like, Fred Meijer. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
He knew it.
Of course, in the Midwest, you're Meijers.
No.
Meijers. I know.
No.
But that's what everybody that said.
You know, they go Meijers, and I'm like, where's the fucking S?
Yeah.
Illinois, bitch.
Right.
You know, that pisses me off, too. Why you go down to Illinois?
You fibs.
My God. And you fucks
fucking
whatever's the fucks that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them. You're putting an apostrophe S on everything.
But see, I can't eat the cool stuff anymore. No. I cut all the sugar, no more pastas, no more pizzas, everything out. Because I fucking, I got like legit diagnosed diabetic from the doctor. My A1C was 9.2, which is apparently like go blind, lose your feet, fucking A1C. And I was like, oh, shit. Roger's like, right?
Right? Hey, no, mine's down to 6.9.
That's perfect.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I dropped 10 pounds in the last week just cutting sugar and fucking crazy carbs out of my diet.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. I've been grilling out a lot more, eating more deli sandwiches, shit like that. So
stay away from that Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't want that.
No, I get the Dave's Killer Bread.
Nice.
Speaking of grilling, I was flipping through
Bookface,
Facebook, and this little meme came on there. It was a picture of a steak like raw, kind of like Robin likes.
Yeah.
And on there it says, "I am totally convinced that people who eat steak this way also eat people."
Well, I'm still safe.
Yeah,
I got a few bite marks here and there, but I'm good.
I just kind of laughed. That's the first person I thought of.
Robin?
Yeah. Oh, my
poor Robin. Well, because we just had, you know,
steak dinner for her birthday.
And,
yeah.
you know, she just put it on there for like 8 seconds, flip it over, and it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, what do you got there? Oh, Ma just took it out of the package. Yeah, it's fine.
Yep. Just thawed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, warm it up.
Hold it up to the light for a little bit. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Put it on 100 watt for 5 seconds.
Yep. Just Spencer, come here. Will you breathe heavily on this for me?
Oh. Just stick it under your armpit.
Oh. That's how you get the seasoning.
Sauteed with onions.
Oh. Oh. Jesus Christ. I said armpit, not ass crack.
That's how you get barbecue. Let me get some of that not so sweet Baby Ray's.
That's all right. We just wash it off on the bidet.
Yeah. That's why you got to let it rest for 10 minutes because you're ashamed of what you did to it.
Spray a little Lysol on there.
Robin, my stomach hurts.
From eating that raw steak?
Yeah.
The ass-crusted steak.
Ass-crusted steak. New from Omaha, ass-crusted steak. Delivered right to your door.
Right to the plate.
From pit to plate.
Shit comes fast, man.
So do our steaks. Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to like sidetrack.
No, my stomach hurts. Speaking of stomach hurting... What's one food that you always eat? Not ass crusted steak, but what's one food that you always eat that just kills your stomach every time?
Onions.
Really?
No, I don't always eat. You said something you always eat. No, I stay away from onions because, yeah, that like cleans me right out.
Yeah.
But something I always eat.
Good.
I'm probably going to have to go with like pistachios.
Oh, dude. I got
I love pistachios.
I have a fucking.
And it just fucks me right up.
I have like a 5-gallon bucket of them motherfuckers.
Well, bring them over. I'll have them gone in about an hour.
Yeah, guy's got a doctor appointment. He needs to get cleaned out. Instead of that, no, I'm just kidding. But
those don't clean me out. They stay in my stomach for like 14 or 15 days and just hurt.
No, I love
stash. But I love them.
Yeah.
My grandfather used to get them when I was young. We'd go over to his house, and he'd always have just buckets, I mean, pails full of these, and they were the red-dyed ones. So every time I left my grandfather's house, my hands were all red, my face was all red. But I don't get those anymore.
No.
I don't even know if they make them red-dyed
anymore. No, they don't. Well, we were talking about that the other day. You can't hardly find them.
Mine would be Connor and I, when we worked at Media Reload, used to order... just a tub of Alfredo from Olive Garden because it would come with a side of breadsticks. And then you just eat breadsticks with a tub of Alfredo.
With the sauce.
And it's so fucking good. But it would.
Dad, give me the liquidy shit.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah. It was. Yeah. But it was so good. And it would make my vision go blurry and shit. Now I know why. So. Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking. But it's so good.
Yeah.
Or the mac and cheese that Donna made for you guys earlier. That the like Velveeta squirt out the bag type, which is some of my favorite shit.
Yeah.
But that too would give me the run.
It goes in the same way it comes out. Yeah,
liquid gold.
Yeah,
had to have mac and cheese. I knew I was going to be drinking because my grandfather always told me if you're going to drink, eat macaroni because you'll never get drunk that way because the beer goes inside the macaroni and doesn't go into your system.
Attaboy.
He's right so far.
Yeah,
so far.
No, for me, it is. It well, I love pasta.
Fucking love pasta.
Pasta like clogs me up, and it gives me kind of a tummy ache. Like you know when you feel lethargic, but then you're lethargic.
You're talking about it now. He's got to go run and shit.
Yeah. He runs away. And every time he runs,
he's
goes,
like, "Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!"
As he's sprinting out. No, pasta always sits in my stomach for way too long. Like it just just clogs me up. But the one thing that goes right through me, no matter what it is, and I'll eat the fuck out of it, is tacos. Like homemade tacos. You know, soft shell. Give me that beef. Give me that cheese. Give me that salsa. Give me that sour cream. And I'll tear them up. 2 hours later.
It's that salsa and the grease from the hamburger.
Yeah, you remember when your cheeks don't even hit the fucking throne.
And it's already shooting out.
You finally sit down and you hear the third splash. You're like, oh my God.
Or you just like go outside, pull your drawers down, bend over, and paint the fucking house across the street.
Oh my God.
You ever had that happen?
I've never had that much PSI on my shit, dude.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like coming out of a fucking 9mm. Just
just get the shotgun shits.
I've had those shit. I shit so hard I didn't even have to flush the toilet because I pushed it all down.
Went right down.
Shot it right down.
I got a question. I don't mean to talk about like toilets and shit for too long, but have you ever shit like you knew it was a big one and you look and there ain't nothing?
One little
third. Happens with that? No. It's gone. It's disappeared.
You shot it out so fucking hard that I've never had that. Flushed itself.
They have to be phantom shits.
I've never had that.
They're phantom shits.
Or translucent. It's translucent.
If I'm throwing down a glass shit out of my ass, if I'm throwing out a fucking glass shit, I'm framing it. I'm putting it on Craigslist.
I've never had that. My shits are like a Jackson Pollock painting.
I had to put a sign. I put a sign on the toilet one day, and so your mom wouldn't fly. I just put on there, "Do not flush. I'm going to get a camera," on the top of the toilet. I was so proud of that one. I had to go and get a camera. We didn't have cell phones, so I had to get a camera and take a picture.
It's like that episode of South Park, where they're fucking with all the 14-pound shit.
God, all right. I don't want to throw up anymore. Jesus Christ. Ugh.
Well, you know what will make you feel a little bit better?
What?
How about a beer of the week?
Beer of the week sounds good to me.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a hell
yeah. Beer of the week.
As soon as he said it. Get on my peacock. Holy shit.
We are on beer of the week.
Beer of the week. And beer of the week, speaking of, we be jamming. We be jamming. Yeah, get it, Raj. From Oddside Ales, Oddside Brewery in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yeah, man, Oddside.
It is a 5% ABV, 21 IBU.
Ooh, it's only 5%. That's boring.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers.
Hear it.
It's like a regular beer, I guess.
Way too sour for me.
Oh.
Oh, but that aftertaste.
Oh.
You can feel the bread.
The bread.
Of the PB&J.
It's like, is that what it's supposed to be? Peanut butter and jelly?
No, it's supposed to be peanut butter and raspberry jam. You fuck.
Well, pretty much the same thing. What? Holy shit, you full?
I am. Must have a hole in my lip.
I ever so slightly taste peanut butter and raspberry.
What I taste more of is
well water.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that kind of rotten eggy.
What is wrong with your taste buds?
Must be in the outskirts of Grand Haven then.
Holy shit. Yeah. That gets a 1.
Damn.
1 out of 5.
I love it every time I go up and I go and pick a beer. He's like, this is just fucking dog shit. Thanks for spending $42 fucking dollars because you picked it.
Half of that was a 30 rack that I'm. Yeah. I know. I get it. All right. Give me one more sip. Hang on.
Makes you stutter too, doesn't it?
No, the beginning taste of that ass. Aftertaste not bad.
Oh, there's peanut butter. I just swish it and gargle it around and it brings out the notes of nuts.
Gargle the nuts. I had one of my people come up to me the other day.
Come here, Eddie.
That gets a 2.
Gargle these.
You got to wait for May 3rd on our live show. We'll be live gargling.
Are you going to gargle me?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Call me. You're going to be my Smurf. Gargamel, baby.
I tell you what I'm going to gargle.
What the fuck are you going to gargle?
That was funny. Nobody caught that.
Not a bit.
A lot of people are too young to know what the fuck a Smurf is.
Right. Well, the Smurfs over at Ideal Party Store, we love them so much. They're great. They brought us the beers of the week. Salzburg and Johnson.
The Smurfs.
Over, yeah, because they're happy little worker bees. They're great over there, man.
Good covery.
That's what I fucking meant. God.
Well, you're fucking hippie Smurf over here.
I love everybody.
I do.
I know you do.
Well,
I wrote a skit in high school. Yeah. My senior year.
It's called Gargling Nuts.
No, it was based on the Smurfs. I was hippie Smurf.
It was a Smurf musical.
You wrote a Smurf musical?
It wasn't a musical.
Bullshit.
It was not a musical.
I thought it was.
No, it was just it was just a little play after a concert. Yeah. A buddy of mine and I wrote it. Yeah, I was hippie Smurf. Bad a Smurf this
It was a musical because I'm pretty sure they sang, I'm blue, I'm a dee, I'm a die.
I'm in need of a guy. I'm in need. No,
I'm kidding.
Continue. I don't know what the fuck this is right here, but it really hurts. I think I'm dying.
Diabetes.
There's
nothing on that side of your body.
Well, I don't know what the fuck that is, but it hurts.
It's probably an air bubble. You're probably going to fart so hard your head's going to move.
Yeah, baby.
What? Okay.
All right, Roger, rumble my butthole. Continue.
That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, is that you wrote a Smurf play?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we were blue.
Yeah.
The girl I was dating was one of those, what the hell they call them, the people in the theater? The thespian. Lesbians? The
thespians.
Thespian?
Thespian lesbian?
So, yeah, she put blue food coloring and applesauce and put it on our faces and turned us blue.
Wow.
That's pretty creative, actually. Yeah.
Well, it only lasts about 4 months, but.
That's crazy. The other day, well, my buddy wants
to take... the blue face or the relationship?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The other day, it was kind of crazy. And I this isn't a bad joke or anything, but fucking my buddy wants to take me camping. So he says, yeah.
Is he going to give you blue balls, too?
No. He said he wanted to go to the transgender lake. So I was like, oh, cool. So we ended up going to Lake Titicaca.
Otherwise known as
Pretty Lake.
Pretty.
Is it pretty?
No, actually, Rick texted us while we were doing the show, and he's like, hey, we need to go to Crotch Lake in Canada. We need to have a Crotch Lake versus Pretty Lake off. And I was like, of course, yeah. Rick, you'd choose Crotch Lake.
For a lake off. Let's do a lake off.
Yeah.
Is that what he calls it now?
And then, arch back. Erica. Eric goes, I bet it's more wet than Pretty Lake. And I was like, either dry or stinky, too.
I didn't read those.
Yeah. No.
That's funny.
That's funny. You know, they're a good group of guys. And,
oh, yeah. We love all the members at the 989.
Absolutely. We've almost had everybody on.
Yeah. That's we're getting there. We got to get the Someone Dies at the End. We got to get those folks on. They're a good crew there. Horror
Kenny?
Podcasts and stuff. You killed Kenny. You bastards.
God, that's like the fourth time we've used that.
Right.
Like the past five episodes. But... No, we have days. We had a beer of the week, so now we're going to move on to a new segment. Eddie coined a beer trivia.
Beer trivia. All right. Which founding fathers brewed beer?
George Washington.
There's one.
That's the only founding father I know.
Who else?
Come on, Rod.
I don't know.
Ben Franklin.
Oh, I knew that.
George Washington.
Yeah.
Jefferson. Adams. And Monroe.
Samuel Adams.
Adams. Yeah. Yeah.
They
were the founding fathers who brewed beer. Yeah.
Well, attaboy. Yeah. So they put it on the map.
Yeah. I found out that Jimmy Carter actually like progressed craft brewing, made shit legal so that
Jimmy or his brother Billy. Oh, there was you didn't know. Oh yeah, back when Jimmy Carter was in office, his brother made a brew. It was called Billy Beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why he passed the law to help like independent breweries and
maybe.
That shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Billy Beer.
Billy Beer.
Billy Beer.
It wasn't too bad. I bought a six-pack.
Don't be silly. Drink Billy's.
Yeah. I think that might have been one of their slogans.
Right?
But, I drank a couple of them. Buddy of mine drank a couple. I kept a can I used to have a beer can collection when I was a kid. But, yeah, wasn't too bad. It was better than some of these beer of the week.
Wow.
We like our shit bitter.
Yeah. No,
more than the sour. I don't do the sours. I like the bitter.
Yeah. Hayden told me when they were over in Syria, that obviously dry over there, so they don't have any alcohol or anything, but they had this thing called Near Beer. And I thought that was a cute name for a non-alcoholic beer.
That's
Near Beer.
That's been around for
40
years.
Yeah, it's still in Syria kicking.
Well, so they, I mean, they're about 40 years behind us, so.
Yeah, a little bit.
A brand new author.
Yeah.
Just came out. Near beer.
Why'd you say it like that?
Near beer.
That's what it is. Near beer. Because it's not beer, but it's near beer.
Yeah. It is near beer.
It's kind of like Spencer. Near, near queer.
Wow.
Why'd you laugh so hard at that?
Because I thought I was clever. There, I get to cut my shit this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we're at 35 minutes, but we might be actually at 23.
Kinda, I know, right?
Kind of left me speechless there.
That was, see, I got me. One.
Wow.
You did it.
I did it.
You did my part. No, the best thing about it, Dad, you got new glasses.
I did?
Yeah, so you... I can see clearly now.
Almost.
The rain might be coming. So,
dude, that fucking storm yesterday.
Yeah.
Dude,
the
I was...
thunder, it shook my house.
I was over at Christina and Justin's house helping them out with setting up a new router and an access right. point in their barn and shit.
All right.
And we were in the house, and I was fucking looking at the phone for shit, and they live over in between Saginaw and Bay City. And oh, yeah. that shit, we saw a flash... And within 2 seconds, it went and fucking rocked the house. We were like, what the fuck was yeah. that? And Christina was like, look how dark it is. I was like, are we in a tornado? Are we going to die? I was like, we need more beer. Grab the beer. Go to the basement. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was
fucking wild. It
was crazy. I've always was born and raised with dogs that were scared as fuck of storms. Right. Mm-hmm. They'd always shake. So my dog is like damn near about to give birth on Friday. Right. So she's thick. And she's eating dinner, and this first thunderstorm hits. She looks at me, and she looked at me with like that look of like, what the fuck did you just do? Why'd you knock over it?
That wasn't me.
So she's she continues eating. She gets done, and that second one hits. She looks at me, and I'm scared, and I'm looking at her, and she's like, all right, I'm going to bed. Good night. You know, give me a treat. Let's go. I got to take a piss. Give me a treat. I'm going to go to bed. You know?
I thought you were going to go the complete opposite way and be like, she got so scared she popped the fucking kid out.
No. No.
Poodles are shooting out everywhere.
No, she
shaked, rattled, and rolled.
Yeah, no. No, Waffle doesn't give a fuck. She really could care less about anybody but herself.
Yeah.
She is so pretentious, it's unbelievable. Like I'll be like, come on, Waffle, let's go take a piss. And she'll walk outside. After I close the door, and she'll look at me, and she goes, go on now. I'm like, hurry up. You know, I ain't out here for anybody. You know, like, she's that type of gal.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, if you ask her to do something, she's going to do it just to spite you. It's ridiculous. I love that gal. But,
just to spite you.
Oh, my God. Especially, and when she's pregnant, it picks up. You know, so she is the best bitch I know. You know? Like, swear to God. She's just an absolute bitch, but it's so funny to me. Like, she'll sit there and. If her water dish is empty, it'll be 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. Me and Rob just dead asleep, and Rob will slap me. Bam! I'm like, what? She's like, Waffle needs water. Yeah, she's out there fucking kicking her dog dish against
the she's
wall.
She's slapping you, then say, you're up.
Yeah, no.
Get her some fucking water.
You know what? Well, she takes right? care of her. She takes care of her all day.
Why did I need to wake up? Yeah. For this? You were already on.
You're already awake.
So I
get
walk
your ass out of bed and get the dog some fucking water.
No,
leave me alone.
No, so she. I walk out there and Waffle's like looking at me, and I'm like, "Do you need some water?" And she just looks down at the bowl and fucking slaps it again. I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, and I'll go to grab it, and she watches me take it, and I'll look at her, and she's like, you know. What are you doing with it?
Go to the sink.
Yeah, like, yeah, do it. Yeah, give me some fucking water. So I get her some water, and I set it down. She looks at me. She's like, "You can go now. You're dismissed." Yeah. Like, thank you.
Go back
you
to know? Bed. Let me drink my water.
Yeah,
jeez.
And then she drinks water, and she doesn't drink it. She's like a normal dog. She don't like lick it. She just bites the fucker. She's like, So she comes up on the bed.
I knew some girls that drink like that.
Yeah, I bet you do. So, I can.
Wow.
He's done. Anyway, she comes up in the bed, and there it is. It's just dripping all over. Okay, this is just getting bad.
This who came back?
Crack.
Who came back to bed and was dripping?
Fucking Waffle. All right. God damn it. This is just batting practice for you, Raj. Fuck off. So she comes up.
He's batting 1,000 at this point.
Yeah, just.
Go on.
No, any way I go with this story is just going to make it sound bad. But soaks the bed and just it goes to bed, you know, and just fucking, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Get that done was, laughing.
That was fucking Molly tonight, man. Tiffany brought home Moe's burritos and tacos and stuff, and they give you those bag of chips with it, too.
Yeah, big old liquid gold with it,
Yeah. So then Molly's just fucking standing there, like, waiting to be something. And I'm like, no, bitch, fucking your food bowl is over here.
Waiting to be something?
Yeah, getting fed something. She was like, you know, I want your food. And I pointed at her bowl, and she went over to her bowl, looked at it, which is full of food, and then she was like, there's no chips or anything here. Fucking came back to me. It was like, chips, bitch. So I gave her a chip, and she took a bite, and then she went, and put it on the ground, and then looked back up at me, and I was like, that's what you fucking get. And she was like, this is not flavored. This is a tortilla chip. What is this?
Where's
and I was
dip?
Like, this is what you fucking get. And she
supposed
just
to
went,
dip it in cheese, bitch.
Yeah, and she's just like, like with a sad face, but ate the rest of it, and then was like, give me more.
Give me something different.
Yeah. And I was like, no, bitch, your food bowl's over there. And she's like, I don't give a shit about that. I want your fucking food.
Yeah. Dogs
all the time,
man.
You remember Toto? When we had pizza that
night? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She jumped up
on the chair, and then she jumped up on the table, grabbed a slice of pizza out of the pizza box, took off.
She's about awesome. The size of a slice of pizza.
She's like the size of mine, a fucking base BC party pizza.
Yeah, no shit.
She was a little piggy, wasn't she?
She was short, but god damn, she was wide.
Dude, her belly dragged the ground when she walked.
You looked like a fucking 55-gallon drum on the side.
It was great. Your house was clean all the time. You had a fucking mobile Swiffer.
Yeah, a couple of them.
We should have named her Roomba. Like,
yeah, right.
She was the first ever Roomba. Yeah. Roomba part one.
Yeah.
Fucking it. Literally, I think the owner saw her and was like, oh my god, we make it black, we make it a big circle, and we call it a Roomba.
Yeah. Yeah. Buck Toto, this is Room Poodle. Yeah.
Pyro.
Pyro. Oh, yeah, that too. She'd always run at the fireworks and everything. And
oh, my God.
She bit that one fucking bottle rocket and it shot at the house. Yeah. We're like,
ah! Yeah, yeah.
Toto almost killed us all.
Yeah, really.
It was a 2-inch mortar, and she flipped it over and shot right into the garage. And
yeah.
Shit, everybody was on sparks going everywhere.
Yeah. I remember, the one that she tipped over and fucking. We thought she was going to die, and then it shouted at us, and we're like, we're all going to die! It just boom! Yeah. Hit all three houses that we were by.
Stupid
fucking
hell.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah, and then how stupid does that look? The neighbors come out, they're like, what the fuck are we yelling at a poodle?
Yep. She did it.
Yeah, it was her fault.
Dog did it.
Yeah. I mean, it was her fault, though. They're like, we used to have to hold it back. Dad would light it, and she would book.
Yep.
Fucking hell, book it right at that. God, we're talking about Toto. Holy shit.
Fucking Toto.
Remember, though, a lot of times she would just sit there and wait for it to go off and watch it go up and then explode, and then she'd bark.
Yeah. And that's when we knew the addiction started.
She'd sit underneath the fucking fire pit. Yeah.
She really did. She used to burn her fucking fur on that.
And she always had like a fucking bald spot in the summer because she'd sit underneath the fucking fire pit.
Yeah.
Stupid ass dog.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. We're like, get out of there. And she's like, no.
No.
She's like, it's warm.
It's warm.
I like it. That was a weird dog.
Yeah.
Total
was a good dog, though.
Yeah, totally
good
great.
Dog.
And Ma just needs this cuddlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got two dogs right now, and she wants another because they won't cuddle with her.
Yeah.
She's got two. Well, she's got a big dog, Buddy, who likes to cuddle, but he's just too damn big.
He thinks he's
a lap
dog.
Yeah, he thinks he's a lap
dog. So, Buddy's huge, right?
Yeah. 75 pounds.
Yeah. And Toto still weighed more. She was like the density of She was like the fucking density of a dying star.
Yeah.
She was only like a foot long, but holy fuck. It was like picking up Thor's hammer to get that.
That's a weak that's a fucking
So you know, she doesn't need another dog. Just get her a weighted fucking blanket.
Yeah, here's a 75-pound weighted blanket. It's half the fucking weight of Toto.
Yeah.
No, she's got a big dog right now that thinks it's a lap dog, and then a fucking little dog that's just a grumpy old piece of shit. He's always. Yes,
he is.
He's
my little helper bee.
Yeah, I know, because you guys are both grumpy old pieces.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That's why you get along.
Yeah. No.
You're both out there yelling at bitches to get off your lawn. Yeah.
Toto came out the womb, and he just fucked the world. Like, he was pissed
Teddy?
To be here again.
Teddy?
Yeah. He's like the real-life version of reincarnation. You can see it. like a reincarnation. Like he was like, fucking God damn it. Like I just died yeah. and now I'm here again in dog form.
I didn't want to come back as a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Like I swear to God he slams the door himself. He always like you're like, why do you just came back in, why do you want to go outside? And he looks at you and you can literally hear him say, because I want to get away. Like he's like, I don't want to be near you guys anymore.
Well, I tell him to run away and he just sits there.
Yeah.
Well, you tell him anything, he just sits there.
And he gets out of the fence. He gets out of the fence, he starts crying.
Yeah.
But if he's not outside, he's pissed off. So you're like, what do you want?
Yeah. He's just then he'll stand, he'll walk right up and stand behind your leg.
Yeah.
Won't say a fucking word. Trying to trip you. Yeah. Yeah. And then, when he does trip you, you hear the ever so slight.
He's
like, I'm again.
Yeah.
It's his only entertainment throughout the day. How many of them big bastards can I trip?
Either likes that or just, he's just pissed off at the world. You'd be like, Teddy, come here. And he'll look at you and walk the other way. He's always so pissed.
Get me up here.
Oh, shit.
It's an empty koozie. You hate to see it.
Yeah. Well, we'll fix that because we have beers here down in Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. And I know we've promoted it.
Thanks to Spencer for restocking.
I know we've promoted it a lot, but we do have a live show coming up May
3rd.
3rd.
Next, the Friday. So when this comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
We have a live show tomorrow at Pintown. 7:30 and 9:30, two shows. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be there at 6:30 for a meet and greet.
Yeah.
And we'll be having lots of fun. We're going to eat. We're going to chow down. Eddie's going to get his little kid burger.
Burger.
It's a burger with cheese and ketchup. That's it.
tells me old, I eat like a child.
Yeah. An old hot and now. So.
Yeah.
Hot and ready?
No, hot and now.
Hot and now. Hot and ready is a pizza.
Cold and slow.
Cold and slow. I didn't know that's how you
warm
liked it.
Warm and greasy.
Oh, Jesus, that's how you like it?
What?
Huh? But, yeah, Pintown Pizza. Get on down. Pre-game at McFarland's. Come on over to Pintown Pizza and see us. We'll be in the back room. Everybody will lead you to us. It's a free show. Tips are greatly appreciated.
Appreciated.
Come and have a few beers, some food.
And some laughs.
Have some laughs. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah,
getting
absolutely.
After that, Chesney is kind of a weird place.
It's becoming fastly one of my favorite places because as of we start golf league.
That and I went to get an oil change the other day.
Okay.
And there's an old muffler man on the main strip. Yeah? Main strip. You know what? You don't know it's on where Raymond's is. So the old muffler man is owned by a guy named Big Dog Towing. And let me tell you, I had the weirdest experience. So I was very low on oil, and I was like, Dennis, you need to get me into an oil change place now. Stat. And I wasn't low, but
Big Dog changed your oil, did he?
It was very creepy. I walked in, and he had three open, closed signs. Two were open, and one was closed. So he had to come out and be like, yeah, we're open. He opened last month. He has troubles with the state. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he lifts my car up, and he's like, you want to come check it out? I'm like, pretty sure that's illegal, but all right. So I stepped and looked at the underside of my car. Yeah, it's just insurance. That's all. Anyway, other than that, got my oil change, and he was like, well, are you sure you get full synthetic? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and he's like, did you get it from the roof? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, at Valvoline, did they pull it from the roof? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yep, impossible. They don't do full synthetic from the roof. I'm like, the fuck does that mean?
They don't.
So he orders the quartz. So he orders them, and he goes, you guys paying with cash or credit? I'm like, well, our card, you know? And he's like, ah. And I'm like, well, I can go get cash. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, Frank's, the grocery store. And he's like, yeah. Go to Frank's, no ATM. I'm like, what the fuck? So me and Dennis ended up walking across town to a Dollar General that has an ATM. I get cash out, come back, pay him, whatever. It was the scariest experience. One of the scariest things about this man is in his lobby, he has a Chucky doll hanging from a noose.
Oh, Jesus.
What in the actual fuck?
Yeah. Tell me it wasn't fucking creepy, man. So that's
see,
Jesse
if I walked in
work.
And I saw that, I would have been like, nope.
Yeah, see, I didn't see it until I was like, yeah, and doing this deal with Dennis, and I turn around and see that fucking, I go, and I look at Dennis, and Dennis goes, what the fuck are we doing here, brother? And I said, you brought me here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Dennis's side of the story is hilarious because he's just witnessing all this.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. This guy calls in, and he's like, oh, my God, like, full synthetic is expensive. It's around $100
when
you need full synthetic oil change. So that's what I paid, and I didn't pay tax. It was great. You know, like, the guy gave great, he was great customer service, all that. Big dog tone, go to him in Chesting if you want, if you like, if you hate Chucky anyway. But I bet this, but he calls it in. He's like, oh, my God, I got all your parts for $64. He's bragging to me about the deal he made so he can make more off my payment.
Yeah, that's... I'm like, this is just very weird. Professional.
No, he's been open for a month and he has troubles with the state. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I was very creeped out. I was like, man, I just want to get out of here. I just want to get out of here. But that happened. And then we came here for band practice. So it was a really weird day. Yeah, it was a really weird day. And on the way home, I was like, Dennis, whatever you do, do not tell my dad what we did today, because he's going to whoop my fucking ass. And he's like, stand under a car. I'll beat that ass. You know?
Yeah. I used to get my oil changes from Eric. From the Wider Range of Conversation.
No shit, yeah?
Yeah, he used to be a manager at Valvoline. He'd give me the friends and family discount. Fucking love that guy.
I wish, man. I wish.
I know. Now it's twice as much to go get my fucking oil changed. Yeah. But talking about getting screwed by the state and crazy stuff, fucking I got two letters in the mail for our business the other day. One is like, you have to be in good faith with the state of Michigan now, and it's like $100 for that. And then we have to post the poster, even though we technically don't really have any employees, I have to pay another $100 to buy a fucking poster from the state of Michigan for the minimum wage laws and all that shit. And it's like required as of 2024 now. So there's, so now there's like $200.
You can't just get a poster?
You have to buy it from the state for $108. Now, that's it's a new, bullshit. I was like, what the fuck is this? When I started last business, I didn't have this weird, and your good faith with the state of Michigan fee, what the fuck? It's like a fucking mob shakedown now.
It's like a business tax.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know if I like all that.
Yeah.
Just take a picture of the one at your work. And,
right.
I mean, what are they going to do? You have the poster? Yeah, where is it? Well, we don't have an office.
Yeah, I know, right? So we don't really have it at the studio.
It's still
yet.
Rolled up in the fucking tube you sent to me.
Yeah, no shit. Jesus.
Yeah, so anyway, I was kind of miffed about that, but...
But, yeah, we got golf coming up
and
everything. Are we going
to send the fucking poster police?
Apparently. Welcome. I don't know what it is.
Fuck 'em.
Well, yeah, but like Eddie said, we got golf coming up, and I think that leads up into our last call story, because I think we all have golf-themed golf stories.
Oh, we do. Last call, da-ding, ding, ding, da-ding.
Do we?
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol. Get
going. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Drink up, drink up,
drink now, how good is this story going to be? Should we save you for last?
Depends on what part of Myrtle Beach you want me to talk about.
The best part?
We'll just talk about day one.
Okay. All right. Kick her off.
They came and picked me up in the morning. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, so we had an early flight out. And they greeted me in the van with rum and Coke. So drinking on the way to the airport, drinking on the plane. one of the guys became very good friends with one of the stewardesses. So we were getting all our alcohol for free. So yeah, we were drinking all the way there, got there, went to this bar, this club. It was called 2001. Okay, and this was like back in like
a space odyssey.
This is like back in 88. So 2001 was like way in the future. And we go there and drinking all night there. We get back in the car to head back to the condo, and apparently I passed out, because the next thing I know, they're pounding on the fucking car windows trying to wake me up, and we tee off in 20 minutes.
Awesome.
I'm like, fuck.
Perfect.
So I had enough time to get out of the car, run in, change my clothes, wash my face, brush my teeth, grab my clubs, and we head out, get to the first hole, and we all hit our drive. You know, those three hit. I hit mine, and I hit fucking just a beautiful drive. I drove them all by probably 50 yards.
Nice.
And
that fucking drunk power.
Yeah. And they're all, you know, looking at a buddy of mine that basically he invited me out there because one of the guys of the foursome bailed. So everything was paid. Air was paid for. The condo was paid for. Everything was paid for.
Oh, I'm perfect.
Like, oh, okay.
Right.
So they're all looking at him, saying, brought a fucking ringer and blah, blah, blah. So they all hit their second shot. I get up and way up there. I'm probably, I don't know, maybe
100, 150 from the
hole. No, it was probably about 30 yards out from the green.
Oh, shit.
Missed the ball 7 fucking times. Slung miss.
Like,
swing,
I need
miss,
one of them tees.
Swing miss.
You
swing miss.
Get it higher.
And now they're all fucking laughing. So I just picked the fucking ball up, threw it on the green.
Awesome.
About a foot away from the pin.
Perfect.
But yeah, so needless to say, I had a beautiful fucking first shot at Myrtle Beach at the club, and then it went to hell. Ended up shooting like 110.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. You know, if you start out shitty playing the rest of the game, you're going to play really well. Then I know when my first drive is amazing, I'm like, well, there it fucking goes. Yep. That's the rest of it.
Put it all in one shot. What's anyway, wrong? That was it.
What? Nothing.
Oh, you were fucking vibing. You looked real sad for a second. I was like, what the fuck happened?
No, I just got distracted. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Waffle text you and sorry, talk shit? Like,
sorry, it was a boring story.
No, it wasn't a fucking boring story. I was just fucking...
That was great.
I was just vibing. Yeah, I just love it.
Yeah, I love it when you tell me how awful you are. It's great. It's no...
Wow.
Oh, speaking of golf...
But between the four of us, we went through $2,500 worth of liquor.
Jesus
Christ. That's the spirit.
And that was just at the condo.
Oh, my God.
That was... Yeah, that wasn't going out.
Well, especially in... When was this? 1984? When the fuck?
No, it was 88.
88, yeah. Yeah, 20... Damn. Get it, girl.
Yeah. Well, we all put... $250 in the first day we got there. Everybody, you know, pointed up $250. So it was $1,000 of liquor and beer. And by Wednesday, we all had to put more in. Another $300 a piece. But
getting after it is
that's
called.
And it was all gone. Yeah. It was all gone.
Yeah.
In hell.
Jesus.
We had the shakes for like 4 days after we
got back. Awesome.
Speaking of fucking wild golf stories, go ahead, Eddie. Wild Bluff, eh?
Wild Bluff.
That's
up in Brimley,
story.
Michigan. So I this is not a drinking story because I was 15. I was 15 at the time. But my ma and my friend Bucky came with us, and we went up to Wild Bluff, Brimley, to Bay Mills. There we are. Casino up there. So she got a free hotel room and stuff, and she went to the casino, and Bucky and I went out to Wild Bluff. And it was during the week in the fall, and it was gorgeous, you know, all the leaves and everything up there, everything turning is beautiful. And so nobody was really up there. And their fucking golf carts, if you've never been there, are like four-wheelers with a top on it. They're gas-powered fucking Zoom buggies. They're great,
man.
That's
awesome.
Because it's so hilly, and it has to have enough power to get up them fucking hills. So they got these big-ass tires and shit on them. They're great.
Them all-terrains.
Yeah. So we each got our own... Yeah. Sorry. Mid-burp, mid-conversation. We each got our own fucking cart, and we're out there. There's no ranger. They're like, there's no ranger today or whatever. Okay, cool. So we're playing. We get to about hole 6, and Bucky's like, you want to play polo? And I was like, the fuck is that? He's like, you know, polo, like the horses and the fucking croquet and everything. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So we're driving the golf carts, leaning out the side of it with the golf club trying to whack the shit out of the thing. I'm driving at one point, and there's this little, like, divot, like, what the fuck you call it? Almost like a river, but there's no water. There's like a little
ditch.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't think of the fucking word. There was a ditch. And I didn't see it because I was looking at the ball. And I fucking hit the ditch, flew out of the cart. My golf clubs go everywhere, flipped the cart right over.
Oh,
like,
my
what the
God.
Fuck? Yeah, I almost died. It was great. So then we keep playing. You get to hole 9, and the hole 9 is there's this huge ditch with a little creek that goes maybe 70 feet down. It's this massive, like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Just a little creek. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there was nobody.
They call it a valley, don't they?
Yeah. There's nobody around us, like a ravine. There's nobody around us. So we stopped, and we fucking walked through the ravine. We found 85 balls.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was a lot of pears.
Yeah. It was
40 dead men, man.
Yeah. What? No, that course was beautiful. The first hole is like 200 feet up overlooking Lake Superior.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. I want to go back. I haven't been back since. It's been 20 years since I've been there.
I heard Wild Bluff's amazing.
It's so great. And the Twilight, we always go Twilight because then it was $35 instead of $60.
Yeah.
And I think that's why nobody was out there, you know, so we'd only end up playing nine, but we stayed there a few days. But yeah. That was so much fucking fun out there. Wow. That was great.
It was wild.
Twilight
raid. So have you ever played golf at night?
Not at night. No. I played night disc golf, like glow golf.
Down in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yep, Shreveport.
Yeah.
And went down there to see sister-in-law and her husband.
Yeah, and Darlene.
And he got home from work. He says, let's go golf. And I'm like, fuck, it's getting dark. He goes, no, we're good. This course had lights.
Oh,
like
shit.
Stadium lights?
Like these light poles that went up like 50 feet.
Yeah.
With these big old lights and shit lit up the whole damn golf course.
That's so cool.
It was like playing during the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
There's a course like that in Dubai that I see all the time that I would love to play.
That's cool.
That's fantastic. One of the guys I used to work with, Dave DeSalt, he has this huge property and he put a 9-hole golf course out there, and it's lit up at night too. He's got his own course in the backyard. It's fucking wild. Yeah.
Anyway, cool. Not to interrupt, it was just said that Twilight Raids.
Yeah,
it was the first and only time I ever played.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
I went out with a few of my good buddies out to Curry in Midland.
Yeah, that's a great course.
Yeah, very pretentious. And so we go in and buy 18, and we're like, yeah, fuck yeah. And we're like, how much is beer? Now beer there is super expensive. So we're like, fuck it. So we all pitched about $200. Not $200 a person, but we threw $200 in the pot.
Yeah.
Said, give us all the beer we can get with this. We got loaded the fuck up.
That's wild.
So we're on hole 9, and we're like, fuck, we only got 9 to go, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we start crashing these beers. Crashing them. We have nothing else to do during the day but to catch lunch with the wives, right? So we're on about hole 12, and Corey's like, hey, get this on video. So Corey was in his own fucking golf cart, and me and Hayden are in the other one, and he goes through a sand pit, and we're like, oh, it's getting that
time.
Oh,
no.
It's getting that time. It's getting that time. So we're taking our time. No one in front of us, behind us, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, we're on this par 4. We're having fun, you know?
Yeah.
15 practice swings, get up and hit the ball, you know, type of shit. You know, we're talking. And all of a sudden, some dude starts shouting from the tee box. So me, being a confident asshole at the time, because I was a big fucking asshole.
Was
I still am, but I was even a bigger asshole back in the day. I said, all right, I gotta take a leak. So I end up putting it in. We all get good scores on the hole because, you know, we're taking 15 practice swings for every shot. Pull the flag out. I said, Hayden, take this over there and fuck off for a minute. So I start pissing in the cup. I said, fuck these fuckers. Filled that fucker up. Filled it up. Dropped a golf ball in it. Put the flag in. Left. So we get on. We didn't see those fuckers for the whole time. They were probably sitting there going, what the fuck is this? I hope they soaked all their golf gloves in that. I hope they did. They were probably like, wow.
Jesus.
I mean, it did rain yesterday. You know, fuck them. It pissed me off. It pissed me off.
Did you get to play the members course or the poorer course?
The members.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
No, we did. We paid a lot. We spent a lot of money that day, and we even got a hot dog. And we talked to the owners afterwards.
And they got a hot dog.
Yeah,
$50 hot dog.
No, it wasn't. Dude, this guy was pulling out. He's fucking serving pulled pork and everything. I wasn't about to spend $20 on a pulled pork plate. I just want a dog, you know?
So you got to do it. Go ahead.
No, we just went out to them, and they had like this huge event going on or something. People were out at the driving range. Something going on at the driving range. So anyway, the owners were there. So after we're shit-faced, we played 18 holes. We don't even know how the hell we're getting home. We start talking to the owners, and we're like, oh, this is a great course. He appreciated every little thing. Every little thing. We ended up walking out with a new sleeve of balls, like everything. You know, it was just fantastic. But yeah, fuck those guys that were shouting. At the same time, because at the time we were on the green, and they're shouting.
Yeah.
So Hayden turns around, and he's like, "You think you can fucking make it? Then hit me. Then hit
right?
me."
Yeah.
He's like, "But looking at you, ain't making it." You know what I'm saying? He's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" He's like, "You could take two shots before you even get close to me."
And they were only 30 yards off the green.
No, they weren't. No, I swear to God, they were.
You
on the
can't hit me.
No, they were on the tee box. It was bullshit, and they started screaming. So I'm like, "Fuck it," filled up the cup.
Golf etiquette.
Yep, not a boy. Golf etiquette. Yeah. Yep. Yell at me, sink your fucking hand and piss. Get out of here.
Jesus.
But you know, that's my wild golf story. So
man, sink your hand and piss. Well, on that note. It's been fantastic. I'm so excited for the live show coming up May 3rd, Friday, 7:30, 9:30 at Pintown in Chesaning. Check us out on Facebook, the 989.network, Instagram, Spotify, everything. BBBBabble.com. I always do a media companion with each episode. We put the pictures up, any videos, anything that go along with it. Check it out there. But, man, as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.